The city of Montreal's next snow removal starts Wednesday night. It's been over a week since an ice storm slammed southern Quebec, leaving thousands of Montrealers without power, and our streets and sidewalks turned into skating rinks. But walk down many side streets, and the sidewalks still have patches of ice that can make getting around treacherous for those with reduced mobility. And the buildup of snow and slush over top isn't helping. My next guest is a planner with a pedestrian advocacy group. We discuss why and how to make sidewalks safer after a storm. Here's our conversation. Thank you so much for coming on CKUT. Can I just ask you to introduce yourself?
Yes, for sure. My name is Louis Martin. I work as a territorial planning advisor at Piéton Québec.
I'm speaking to you because it's been now more than a week since a bit of freezing rain left our streets and our sidewalks here in Montreal just covered in ice. And even still, underneath snow and salt, gravel, you still walk down the street in many places and that ice remains. Why is this ice still there? Why do we still have these impediments to walking through our city?
For sure, with the combination of the recent snowfall before the last week ice storm, it creates conditions that are not really easy to maintain, if you want. But for sure, it's essential that sidewalks are properly cleared and de-iced to ensure pedestrian safety. But we will need to be resilient in face of climate change like this. Some extreme weather events are likely to become more frequent. Because of the climate change, we're really on the line because of the weather. So we will have some more around 0 degrees in those freezing, creating ice storm. It's going to be more and more frequent in the future. That's what the other scientific says. So in this case, we'll need to be prepared. And that's very important when such ice storm come, to be ready and to be sure to de-ice the sidewalk properly, because that can be very dangerous and slippery.
How does the snow clearing work here in Montreal? It's clear that roads get cleared first. What other kinds of considerations are in place? Because, even this week you're saying, okay, maybe the sidewalk on a big street like Sherbrooke is safe to walk, but, our offices are on University, which is uphill and a smaller street and walking up that hill, it's a little treacherous. So tell me what kind of, framework was in place at the city and borough level here.
For sure. Normally, they, because of matter of security, they're going to put an end on to clearing the street itself, for security measure for the truck for fire, what is it, for the fire department trucks. And also ambulance and police. So this is all the basic. But for one day, they have snowfalls like that, those kind of things are prioritized. But what we say, we said that we need also to deal with the sidewalks also, because a lot of people who relies on walking as a primary means of transportation, they have to be included as priority also. For sure, like you say, the main streets will be done first, and then after, if the snowstorm, for example, still is there, and you have more snow coming, they have to come back on those main streets, and after go to secondary streets, and then in the local street. But what is very important, and sometimes are not included in the planning, it's the need to really clear the pedestrian route leading to key destinations, such as hospital and clinics, schools, or nearby services like local businesses and public transit. So they really have to do in their planning to put on the importance of clearing and de-iced sidewalks properly, because, if people fall on ice like that, they can really injure themselves really bad. But also not only sidewalks, they are going to have to do some particular attention. It must be paid to intersection, because where ice often accumulates, at curb ramps, creating a hazardous condition for pedestrians, including people with reduced mobility, for example. We must also not overlook pedestrian crossing located between intersections, as well as refuge island in the middle of crossing, which need to be fully cleared and accessible at all time.
I hear you. It's definitely important to have these priorities. But then let's say I have reduced mobility and I live on a small street and Still, many of our small streets under that gravel and salt and snow that's accumulated, there are still these patches of ice that can just take you out. If somebody listening is in that kind of situation, is there anything that they can do? You know, can they call 311? Or do they have to sort of ask their neighbor, try and get their landlord to help? What are people's options who do have these barriers in a situation like this where, yeah, it's been, I don't know, it's been over a week. There's still ice on the ground.
Yeah, but what you mentioned first, Jules, it's very important. It's really to call the 311 number, because those people, more people call there and they have a problem on their streets and everything. So they're going to prioritize the intervention and to go in those kind of sector. For sure, a lot of people say, but there's ice everywhere. That's true. But that's very important. You know, when citizen needs to go out, they have to be able to work and to walk safely. The other thing that people can do by themselves, it's not super easy, but, you know, to have those kind of crampon, you know, with picks that you put under your boots. So this kind of the device can help you avoid sliding. But that's something that you can do personally to protect yourself to fall down. But calling 311, 311, that's the thing to do.
Yeah, and I guess we've been talking mostly about pedestrians, but when it's very icy and, you know, maybe less so now, but in the past week for sure, the roads were cleared and often the bike paths were cleared. And yes. So pedestrians, you know, if they feel unsafe on the sidewalk, some of them will be entering the streets and the bike paths. What do other road users need to know? What should they sort of be aware of during these times when, you know, you just might have to share part of your path with someone who normally wouldn't be on there?
You're totally right, Jewel, because there's many more kilometers of sidewalks to clear of snow than there are bike paths. In fact, so many people walk on bike path because they are cleared of snow first. So in this case, we need to, you know, to tell the cyclists are therefore asked to exercise caution with pedestrians are present. It's just a matter of, you know, we all stuck in the same storm, so we have to share in this case. A lot of people with reduced mobility, they use the backpack because it's much easier for them in this case to go through. So it's a matter of about sharing the roads, you know, and be nice to each other in these kind of conditions.
Yeah, always good advice. Louis Martin, thank you so much for coming on CKUT and walking us through that.
Thank you, Mrs. Bugot.
The city and the boroughs are deploying their 2,500 snow removal vehicles starting Wednesday at 7 p.m. They say Montrealers can monitor snow removal in real time with the 311 app. For CKUT, I'm Jules Bujal with the Local Journalism Initiative.